Here, eat your spinach.
I don't like spinach.
Well, you're going to eat it whether you like it or not.
Oh, my God.
What is this show anyway? What is it? I've been trying to figure out what this show's going to be, what it is, as we progress here. I'm into week four now. This is exciting. I really like what's happening. A lot of you are writing in saying you love the show. Most of the criticism has come from the insiders of Zender headquarters. But nonetheless, this is what I think the show is. I look at it as a serial comic strip, like Mary Worth. You just get a little tidbit every day. So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You know, I think the Corinthians would have been insulted to hear this. What would you think if you received this letter from the Apostle Paul? For you are observing your calling, brethren. I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. For you are observing your calling, brethren, that there are not many wise according to the flesh, not many powerful, not many noble.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Larry!
But the stupidity of the world God chooses, that he may be disgracing the wise. Look at yourselves, folks. It's obvious that God doesn't call many wise people.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
Not many powerful. Look among your ranks. Does God choose the noble? Obviously he does not. I would have liked taking that as a personal insult. Don't know if they did or not. But the reason God does, there's not many noble. There are some. There's not many powerful. There are some. There's not many wise. There are some who are wise. But as a general rule, God chooses that which is weak, that he may be disgracing the strong. And that's so that no one should be boasting in God's sight, verse 30. That's a good reason. Verse 20. Does not God make stupid the wisdom of this world? For since, in fact, in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom knew not God, God delights through the stupidity of the heralding to save those who are believing. The cross is stupidity. The whole idea that a man getting killed and becoming weak and not saving himself. Everybody screamed at Jesus, didn't they? They're, save yourself if you're Son of God. And it was stupid. And folks, if you and I had been there, we would have thought the same thing. We like to think, oh, if I had been at the cross, I would have recognized the wisdom of God, and I would have seen the portents of what this great thing would accomplish. No, you wouldn't have. You'd have been just as despairing as his disciples were and his mother was, and you might have just walked away from that Calvary thinking, this is the end. But that was stupidity to man, but it was the wisdom of God. And God, that's another pattern of his. I talked about the pattern last week of Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. Well, this really does fit the pattern, but it's the weakness God uses. And God is doing this on purpose. Many people look at some of God's actions in this world, especially stories like Noah's Ark. What a ridiculous story. A guy puts all two of every kind of animals in this big boat and floats along, and people think this is a joke. Even believers, so-called believers, they've said to me, this is just a story. This isn't real. It's a parable. It's a metaphor, because they think it's too stupid. It's beneath God. And the world laughs at God. That's stupid. Noah's Ark. But they don't realize God is doing this on purpose. And there's another verse I want to go to in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 on this theme, and I'm going to do that tomorrow. I think you might have gotten three things today. Anyway, have a great day. I'm Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what the clergy say. See you tomorrow.